lost roughly 40% in global markets at the same time gold prices have quadrupled, with gold already hitting over $1,900 an ounce. Some experts predict gold to hit $2,500 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us direct. Call us now and learn the secrets of the gold market.
United Gold's 2012 Investors Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and be sure to ask us about our best price guarantee program. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 1-800-610-4640. 800-610-4640. 800-610-4640.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chips. Think you'll get
lots
of
vomit.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. There was Steve Nicholas. Back to the vomit thing quickly. Tina and I yesterday discovered that she and I both will do anything to avoid a throwing up. I haven't thrown up in 20 years. 20, maybe 25 years. Mm-hmm. I'll fight it.
Not me.
I will fight it.
21.
Don't eat the black and white cookie.
Oh, my goodness. I nothing worse than that feeling. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I can't do it.
Oh, where that saliva's building up in your mouth and you know it's...
Oh, no. How about that for some pleasant conversation as we work our way toward the dinner time? Let's do a round of introductions, and we'll talk about Mark and Jason. We'll get to the Playhouse. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
What a coincidence.
They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason because they can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
The higher voice, the highest voice in the room that you just heard.
Markandjason.com.
That was this lady, Tina Dalpiaz, the only female in the room. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, that was so cute. The cute you can use for women and their voices. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, Dan.
No, everybody knows that.
What?
He's trying to tell me that his contract here at the station, it's some weird union he belongs to, and he's only allowed to say what word?
Jeez.
Yeah, they know. They know that. They know that's all you're allowed to say. It's very, if it's a very strange, it's like 18 pages long. It's weird. These guys don't talk at all. They just play great polka music. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. What I'm about to do is going to be great for anybody who's within 40 minutes of this place. It's going to seem unfair to those of you who are farther away. I have four tickets to tomorrow afternoon's baseball game. This is a 12:45 game. Cardinals play the Astros. Again, 12:45. Four good seats. If you can get here by 6 o'clock, if you're within 10 miles.
Maybe on in traffic on 270 right here.
Right. Jump Page. Off at Page. Come over here. Grab these tickets. The first person to call. And if you say it, then we want you to do it. We don't want these tickets to go to waste. They're good seats to tomorrow afternoon's game. There the phones go. You know, wouldn't it be great to be these people who can just, hey, yeah, 12:45, yeah. I go to the game. Yeah. Have that kind of free schedule. Mm-hmm. What will happen is Dan will take the first caller who says you can get by here by 6 o'clock. You will be issued a secret code word. You'll come get them, and tomorrow afternoon at 12:45, and how about this weather for a baseball
beautiful.
Game? You are in four good seats. Well, not you taking up four seats, but you and three other people. So Dan will let me know. Just let me know when we have a winner. Do we have a winner?
Hang on.
We're moments away from knowing it. Isn't this exciting? Mm-hmm. If we have a winner.
Drum roll.
Of course, not exciting for people who were too far away and unable to get by here. Let's talk a little bit about investing and money and putting money away. Sometimes, if you're like me, you wonder why it is that some people seem to be so much smarter than you are. You know, you'll see that people are able to do things you're not able to do. Maybe as you get a little older, they have money you don't have. And it's not because they made more money. And I don't think it's because they're smarter than you are. You know, what I think it's about a lot of times is discipline and the ability to make yourself do certain things that other people don't make themselves do, especially when it comes to saving and investing. Some people are just real good early on about setting aside money for themselves. That whole business about pay yourself first, there's a lot to that. If you can get in the habit of that in your 20s or 30s, pay yourself first. Let's say you make $40,000 a year. Pretend you don't. Pretend you make $35,000 a year. Whatever your take-home pay is, just start right off thinking, well, I don't really take that home. I take 90% of that home and put the rest away and forget about it. It's amazing how much money you will have in 20, 30, 40 years. And if you're 40 or 50 and you haven't done it, well, it's too late for me. No, it's not. You're probably going to work till you're 65. If you're 50, that's 15 years. If you're 55, that's 10 years. You do a lot in 10 years. Now, if you already have $25,000 or more and you'd like to talk to two people who know a little bit about this investment thing, you might want to get in touch with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. MarkandJason.com is the website, but it's really all up to you. And I've said this before. I don't think anybody has ever said these words. Man, I'm sorry we put aside so much money. Nobody's ever said that. I wish we weren't worth $1 million. Nobody. What people do say is, boy, if I had it to do over, I would have invested better and saved more. MarkandJason.com. Do we have a winner?
Yes, we have a winner.
All right. Tickets are gone. All these lines lit up. I'm sorry, folks. Somebody's going to come by here and grab these tickets. It just comes down to who's faster on the phone trigger, I guess. There's a story that is, I saw it on TV yesterday, and now I'm reading the story. And I'm sure the ACLU can be a good thing to have around, but they're also a pain in the butt sometimes. But they are sort of the self-proclaimed guardians of the nation's liberty and everybody's rights. They put some pressure on this Rhode Island school, and now after years and years and years, they have now banned the father-daughter dance and the mother-son baseball games they've held forever and ever and ever. Now, what I'm going to say is probably going to surprise a lot of people. I'm actually in favor of the ban, and I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with the reason the ACLU wants to do it. It has nothing to do with his lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual, whatever. I've always thought that it was... I felt bad for kids that don't have a dad. Okay, put it that way. When you have a father-daughter dance, there are daughters that don't have a dad. The dad died or something. And so when you
do that for everybody, though, just... I don't know.
Mother-son baseball game. What about a son whose mom died? And then all of a sudden that makes him feel like crap because it just brings to light the fact that, and to everybody at school, oh, yeah, you don't have a mom. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's the only reason I've always thought it was kind of a bad idea, but not for the reasons that, they're doing it. They're doing it because, you know, some people have two daddies and some people have two mommies. Nah, I don't think that's the reason to change the policy at all. So no more mother-son game and no more father-daughter dances. There is a guy in southern Philadelphia. This you won't believe, but yeah, you really will. There's a vacant lot in southern Philadelphia that has been just nothing but an eyesore. Weeds and trash and bags of garbage and stuff. So this business owner got sick of looking at this lot. He spent over $20,000 of his own money and had 40 tons of debris pulled off this lot. 40 tons. The residents are ecstatic because the city wouldn't do anything. Everybody is thrilled. There are people that have now volunteered to paint park benches and kind of fix it. This guy is getting sued by the city for trespassing. And not just trespassing. They got some other things in here that they're going after him
probably
for.
Theft of their dirt.
Yeah, he had no business setting foot on this property, doing what he did without permits and approval. He turned an eyesore into a beautiful lot, and now he's going to have to be sued by the city. I don't know what else to say. 40 tons. For those who don't know what a ton is, that's 80,000 pounds of crap that he had taken off that lot. And now he's in trouble. All right, sometimes we get stories that I would love to read you every word in this story, but I can't because I might get sick reading it, and you'd get sick, and then you'd not like us very much because of how dirty you'd feel after we read it. But it's nothing new to see a story or hear a story about these weird sicko perverts who have sex with animals. They do exist. Let me tell you a quick story. I had a friend who was a doctor. In fact, he was my doctor. And he moved away from St. Louis, and he moved to Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I went down there years ago to visit him. In fact, I needed to have a checkup from him. So I go to Fort Smith because I like this guy. And I went by their house. And his wife said, "How do you like living in Fort Smith?" And I'll never forget, his wife says, "I hate it." And I said, "Really? Why?" And he said, "Oh, it's nothing more than that one story." And ever since that story, I said, "What story?" She said, "Well, here, I'll show you." And she goes and gets a copy of the paper. And there's a story of a guy in an alley they caught having sex with a German shepherd. And she said, "That happened right after we moved here. And I decided I don't want to live in a town where men do it with dogs." And they start arguing. And he says, "Not everybody does it with dogs. It's just that one sick pervert." But that's all she could think of was as soon as they move there, that's one of the first stories she sees, is a guy in town does it with a German shepherd. I know, Goldie. So here's a story. And I do have to say, I will never get people that do it with animals. I don't care. I don't care how lonely you are or how I don't care. Here's a guy down in Florida, been arrested for having sex with a miniature donkey. Now, I've seen miniature horses. I guess they're miniature donkeys. I cannot read you all of the story, but I have to sort of try to share what I can with you. A witness spots this. Carlos Romero is his name. He's 31. They spotted him up against the back end of a donkey. No. Now, his pants are down, and he has no shirt on. His pants are down around his ankles. And when he realized somebody was watching him, he, you know, backs away from the donkey.
Oh.
Now, they take this guy in. Now, this is according to the police report, and they interview him. Now, this is the part I don't know what to do about. He describes to the police his technique, and essentially what he's trying to convince them of is that it wasn't what the witness thought. He was not having relations with the donkey.
No.
That what he liked to do was go up behind the donkey and pleasure himself, but just being close to the back of the animal, he got a big thrill. He wasn't really
no
insertion.
No
penetration. He was doing it himself. And I don't know about you, but I'm not buying that, and I don't think they bought it either. He said that he stands behind the donkey, and then I can't read the next part, and then he pleasures himself. And of course, I'm sure they said, well, why do you need to be right behind? And then he starts to tell them that he likes the way the fur feels. I can't tell you anymore.
The fur feels.
He likes the view the back end.
The view and the feel
of the fur. He said that he had pleasured himself up against this donkey 5 or 6 times.
Whoa.
And then he says, he thinks he's getting a bad rap because people around here frown on zoophilia. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that term. I'm assuming it's like
pedophilia, but it's with animals instead of children.
In other words, I don't need to say anymore. That's the end of that.
Why didn't you just tell him?
Pants are down.
He just went a little ass.
Up again. Well, see what he did there?
Yeah, there's
edit
so many
that.
Ass.
Edit that out. Can you edit that out? Now, I got another weird story, and I guess the moral of this story is, anymore, if you see somebody being a weirdo, I think we're better off to just let it go. Just let them do what they're doing. And here's the story. It's Indianapolis. Guy is pleasuring himself in public. There's a guy who is accompanied by 2 women. And he sees this, and like a lot of men would do, he confronts the guy. Hey, I got my sister here or whatever, and my wife, and put that thing away. What are you doing? The guy goes nuts and attacks the good guy with the 2 women. He just beats the crap out of him and breaks the windows out of his car. Windshield, back window, takes his belt off, and smacks the guy in the face with his belt buckle, and then breaks the windows out of his car. So sometimes, maybe, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you see a guy and he has Mr. Happy out, and he's spanking Mr. Happy, just let him go.
Call the cops.
Just let him go. Call the police. Don't confront. Because, first of all, you're confronting a guy who's already nuts.
Right.
So why do you want to confront a guy who would do that anyway? And you end up going to the hospital.
Yeah, why would you want to get close to
him? You're the victim.
Even?
Yeah, you don't want to get close to
shrapnel.
Like that.
Shrapnel.
You might get some, shrapnel's a good word. If you didn't hear earlier when we had John Londoff on, I said I have a story in the Playhouse that I'll share with you. Somebody did a survey and some research, and they tried to find what word or words are people really uncomfortable with, words they don't like. And the number one word that people find unacceptable, they don't like to say it, and they don't like to hear it, is the word panties. And I agree. More than a lot of words, the word panties, if you say panties, you automatically sound like a pervert.
Mm.
You shouldn't be even saying the word panties. It's not a word, and I'm going to agree with this. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of the other words. Another word that people are uncomfortable with is the word moist.
No.
I agree with that.
I like that one.
I do too.
Really?
Put those two together and now you got a party.
See, now you've taken it to another level.
You've got a party.
Maggot is a word.
Oh yeah, that's
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It sounds like what it is.
Mm. Yes,
exactly.
It does.
Maggots. Moist and panties. Now, here's a word that
you can put all three together. And that's really good.
You don't want that.
You don't want her.
No.
Here's a word that's going to stun you that's on the list, and it's the word like, L-I-K-E. People said they don't want to hear the word. And you know why? And
because I'm, like,
because
I was
exactly,
going like, to the store.
Because
and, like,
we have butchered the English language. So he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, well,
and
I don't
I'm
know.
All like
and I'm like, and he's
like,
and I'm all like, oh, man, I like him. And my girlfriend's like, no, you don't know him. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that's why people now can't stand
that,
the
yeah.
word like. Ointment is on the list of words people don't want to hear and they don't want to. Well, think about it.
Is pus on there?
Puss is not on here, and I would think Puss would be. I'm with you. Puss.
Yeah, Puss is not.
There's no situation or no context within which Puss is a pleasant word.
No.
But ointment usually implies you're discussing some sort of rash.
Preparation aid.
Yes, or hemorrhoids or something bad. That's the only time ointment comes into play. So there you have it.
It's like salve.
Yeah, salve.
I agree, salve. But I agree with Tina. I looked for pus, and I didn't see pus anywhere on here, and it ought to be on here. That's the only thing I would disagree with is they should have put the word pus
in. And ooze.
Oh, you know what? That's a good one. Ooze.
Oozing pus.
Oozing pus in your maggot-filled panties.
Moist panties.
Moist maggot.
Now you got something. Randy Newman, the guy who does our closing theme, The Toy Story, You've Got a Friend in Me, and he's done some really good stuff, but here's the problem. Randy Newman has just written a song, I'm Dreaming of a White President.
Oh.
And here's the problem.
Shut the hell up.
Thank you. Here's the problem with guys like Randy Newman. Randy Newman is an Obama supporter. But when you write a song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, and you're doing it as a parody to make fun of people who
It
gets lost. Yeah. It does get lost in translation because all people think is, oh, my goodness, this guy hates black people. He's a racist.
Yeah.
And he's trying now to explain, no, no, you don't get it. I'm an Obama supporter. It's a parrot. No.
Randy. That's what
I thought.
I thought immediately that he hated Obama.
Just stick to short people, Randy.
He says, not everybody sees the humor. Well, no kidding. I think most people don't. Yeah, stick to doing movie, you know, soundtracks and those songs. Last story, we have a woman who has been charged with a child endangerment. She puts her 11-year-old nephew, when he stays with her, in the trunk of her car. And she said the reason she does it is so he won't drip water on her leather seats. Well, I gotta tell you, there's something to that. And then they talk about how when the cops took her in, that she's explaining to them that she folds down there's a fold-down seat with access to the trunk so he can breathe.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Wow. Yeah, what the heck? Nice.
So that he can get air. And I got to thinking about this story. Here's my question. Have any of you ever been put in the trunk of a car? There's no more scary feeling than getting in a trunk and having the lid closed in the car.
Yeah,
it's like a coffin.
Yeah, it is.
And if you've never been claustrophobic before, do this. Here's a little experiment. Have somebody take you out to your car and get in the trunk and let them close the lid. I give you 10 seconds.
Hopefully somebody
I got in a
trust.
Fold-up couch before and had it folded up.
Oh, like in the bed? Oh, yeah, one of those.
Like a sofa sleeper?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, in 10 seconds, you will start freaking out. That you're not. There's something about being in the trunk of a car that's just wrong.
Just thinking
nothing
about
good
it.
Happens.
No, and you start in your head.
Kidnapping.
Conjuring up. Oh, what if it won't open? What if it gets stuck? What if I run out of air?
Goodfellas.
You'll start going crazy. One last thing real quickly. I'm glad to see this. I just stumbled on this morning. For all of you who, like me, buy these acetate overlay things for your phone, the protective thing so you won't scratch the glass, they eventually bubble up or they peel. They don't last. So a company has come out with, it's called Liquid Armor. It's a spray-on screen protector. You spray it on a Microsoft cloth. You wipe it on one direction, not in a circular motion. They say give it at least 10 minutes. Ideally, leave it overnight. And the next day, you have sprayed on a protective shield over the glass.
Wow.
I like this a lot. I don't know any more about it. It's $25. It's called Liquid Armor. They don't say where to buy it, but I'm sure you could look it up. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There was a guy who used to work here, and there were like three jokes that I knew were his favorite jokes because he would regularly say, has it been long enough that you can tell that joke yet? And this was one of the three favorites of his. Story of a guy who's out with his son fishing. And after a couple of hours out in the boat, the boy looks at his dad and he says, Dad, how do boats float? This is a metal boat. Why does it not sink? And his dad says, I don't know. I don't have a clue. So they go back to fishing, and about an hour later, the boy asks his dad, he says, Daddy, How in the world can fish breathe underwater? How does that work? Why don't they drown? I don't know. I don't have a clue. They fish a while longer in a beautiful day like today. And the kid looks up at the sky and says, Daddy, why is the sky blue? Why that color? It could be green or red or pink. It's almost always blue. Why is that? Dad says, I don't know. I don't know. He says, Daddy, I hope you don't mind me asking all these questions. He says, oh, no. He says, I don't mind it. Look, son, if you don't ask questions, you'll never learn anything.
Here with your Golden Oak Landing traffic is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Crews are still working with this accident on the ramp from northbound 270 onto westbound 64. They're slow now from southbound 170, Forest Park Parkway, down through 64. Southbound 270 is stop and go from Ladue through Big Bend. Eastbound 64, you're slow from Timberlake Manor through Mason, again from Grand to Union Station. Westbound 70 is slow, 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and eastbound 270, you're heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. This September, get an oil and filter change for the Toyota suggested price of $24.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Offer good for conventional oil only. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week, Missouri plays its first road game as a member of the SEC when they travel to South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. The last time these two teams played was in 2005 when Mizzou came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, 38-31.
Coverage begins at 1 p.m. Game time is at 2:30. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hey, Greg Carney here, and I keep hearing about great trips that my friends just came back from. And you know what? It's my turn. Join me and my wife on an amazing Mexico adventure to kick off 2013. We'll be one of the first people to hit the brand new Secrets Vine in Cancun. It's the trip of a lifetime, and packages start under $1,700. That includes airfare, hotel transfers, all your meals, unlimited drinks, and so much more. Call Classic Travel and Cruises. 636-625-8747.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Wow! It's the best steak deal on the planet. The King Cut Sirloin is only a dollar an ounce every Wednesday at Beehall's in O'Fallon. The King Cut Sirloin is aged to perfection. Enjoy it every Wednesday at Beehall's Restaurant in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
He's probably already started packing. I don't think he minds if we, because he's already mentioned it. His whole life, he's dreamed of going to Hawaii.
Saved up enough, finally.
Saved his money, worked his schedule so that he's got a week or so, and Oh, wait a second. I'm thinking of somebody else. He's been to Hawaii 646 times. Mike Evans is in Southern California right now, where he's standing by with more scoopage, as he likes to call it. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please don't confuse this place with any other kitchen and bathroom remodeler. There's only one, Thompson Price. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. And here is Mike Evans. Listen to that crowd. How you doing?
Doing great. We got a pop quiz question for you today. Here you go. What did super hot Eva Longoria? What did she do before she became a star? Did she teach kindergarten? Was she a pole dancer? Did she flip burgers? Answer in just a minute. Love nuggets. Speaking of hot, 40-year-old Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't think she's hot.
No, me neither.
Oh, she looks great. I have never seen her look better.
But she can be made to look good. She's one of those Sandra Bullocks type people.
Yes.
They can make her look good. She's not good looking.
I agree.
I think they can make her look a lot better than she looks just walking around without any makeup. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
40 years old, she's her and her husband, Chris Martin, talking about having another baby. That is so beautiful.
That is.
Aww.
Good for those.
Vincent Piazza from Boardwalk Empire has been dating Ashley Simpson for quite a while. Now there's word that Ashley and Vincent might be getting married. By the way, what'd you think of the first premiere of Boardwalk Empire?
Oh, I liked it. There's not much they could do to make me not like it. I was pleased with the first episode.
Well, that new character sure is a mean dude.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as they never lose the crazy FBI guy. Got to leave him in.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great. I love him selling irons.
Yep.
Just didn't get better than that. Lindsay Lohan story.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan arrested this morning for hitting somebody, a pedestrian, and leaving the scene and coming back. But the more I hear about that, the more I'm hearing that this guy might be lying. We'll probably have a lot more information and a decision from the police whether or not to turn it over to the district attorney tomorrow. TV news, latest on American Idol, while Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj have publicly said they are ending their feud for the betterment of the show. People will work on this show so they don't believe it. Just wait long enough and those two will blow up at each other.
But you know what? Now you got a good show. Let them literally just rip each other's hair out on camera and go after each other. Now you got a good show. Yeah.
I agree.
There ought to be a scenario where two people can't stand each other.
Poor Keith Urban sits right between these two nuts. And he looks like he's... He looks like a deer caught in the headlights or something. I mean, with the footage that I've been shown. If he was smart, he ought to write a book. And then, you know, what happens behind the scenes, I think that'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Survivor season premiere is tonight. That's the good news. The bad news, Jeff Probst. Talk show ratings are so bad, it's going to be canceled within the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
What did he have? How many episodes did he have on the air?
1 week.
Oh man. Not good.
But less than one half of 1% of the viewing population actually watched it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Nope.
Yeah, that's it doesn't get any worse than that.
That's a bummer. I like him.
He's a great guy too. I hear he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Boy, hearing great things about the TV movie from Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Lincoln. Going to be on the National Geographic Network in February. You know what? An instant bonus pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who Abraham Lincoln is third cousins with. Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, or Tom Selleck?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hanks.
Selleck.
It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, we're genius.
By the way, Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing Kennedy, is really good. Guarantee it's going to be huge. A lot of inside scoop about the Kennedys in Hollywood, Johnny Carson, Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe. Should be really good once it gets out, and they're going to make a TV movie out of that as well.
Wow.
Internet must-see October 6th as an anything goes debate between Bill O'Reilly and Jon Stewart. The promo scream, this is the reason Al Gore invented the internet.
Well, it may very well be.
They were just a tongue-in-cheek with that, actually.
Yeah, I really did.
Oh.
What the hell?
No, that was a clip Gore. I had. I asked Al Gore one time, I said, did you really invent the internet? Here, I'll play it again for you.
Yes, I really did.
There he is.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
Well, you talk about a guy who just disappeared.
Yeah.
He was going to start his own TV network, and that fell apart.
Yeah, he's just not to be found.
I thought that was his, that current TV?
Yeah, but it...
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's not doing
well. But it's not doing well.
No.
Odds and ends, Amanda Bynes, got no car, got no driver's license, got no gigs. All offers for her off the table because of her irrational behavior. And Paul McCartney sold out his first Edmonton, Alberta, Canada concert this week, 19,000 seats in 36 seconds.
Wow.
Man.
I guess camping out outside the venue doesn't work anymore with computers and kind of thing. And finally, on the broadcast.
What are you on? Are you on a golf course or something today?
Yeah, I am.
See, I knew it. I could tell.
What did Eva LaGuardia do before becoming a star? Flip burgers, pole dancer, teach kindergarten.
Tina.
I'm going with the burgers.
Kindergarten.
Pole dancer.
Kindergarten.
Flip burgers to Wendy's. Mike Evans, see ya.
Can you imagine working at Wendy's and looking over and there's Eva LaGuardia working next to you?
Ugh.
They're out there, undiscovered future stars. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Came in today and Tina shows me an ad. And it's an ad, a print ad for a window company. And in the ad, they take a deliberate swipe at Window World. And they try to make Window World look bad in their ad. Let me tell you something. Whenever a company deliberately hammers away at a competing company, you can bet it's because they are so jealous and so threatened by that company, the only way they think they have a shot is to tear them down somewhere in their own ads. It almost never works, because what it says to me, when I see an ad where somebody's trashing a competitor, I have a tendency to want to go with whoever they're trashing because it tells me they're bigger. They're the one you're after because they're the one you want to be. They're never going to be Window World. I don't care what kind of advertising they do. They're never going to, because I looked at the ad and I thought, well, let me see where here they talk about their lifetime warranty. I couldn't find it. Where do they mention the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval on their product? I couldn't find it because it doesn't exist. It's not the same window just because it's the same price, $189. And I think it's flattering. You know, I heard another guy on the air here in St. Louis refer to me one time as a frank opinion, oh, that jackass. Never met the guy. I've still never met him. And what it said to me was, I am his greatest threat. I'm his worst nightmare. He can't get me out of his head, because if I weren't around, he'd have a better shot at what he's doing on the air. That's the way I feel about this Window World thing and this competitor. They sell one-fifth the windows Window World does. So if you want the Good Housekeeping Seal approval, you want the lifetime warranty, if you want a Window World window, you go to this website, windowworldstlouis.com.
With your Golden Oakland in traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. There's a new accident now. It's on southbound Kings Highway at Manchester, and that had a lane blocked, and traffic was backed up by the hospitals. Also, westbound 64 slowing now Hampton through McCausland. But after that, really not that bad as you make your way towards the Boone Bridge. But eastbound 64 still running slow, 141 through Mason, and you'll find it heavy again, McKnight to Big Bend. Baseball traffic coming in. Southbound 270 is now stop and go from approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Got an accident at Highway 30 and High Ridge Boulevard. Look for heavy traffic on westbound 70, just a little bit west of 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, this September, get an oil and filter change for the Toyota suggested price of $24.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Offer good for conventional oil only. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse. And the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeff Cole Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
This is Tom Voss from Ameren. Please join me in the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at the Light the Night Walk on September 28th. Bring help and hope to local patients battling blood cancers. Your support helps provide patients with educational materials, support groups, and financial aid. Together, we can bring light to the dark world of cancer. Form a team and learn more at lightthenight.org/GAT.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
All right, this has been fun, so much so we're going to do it again tomorrow. Please join us if you can. We'll be here. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.